Hello, my darling.
Hello, how are you?
I need a nap.
You and me both. And a shot of tequila or something, because,
I see you. I actually do come bearing a little bit of bad news, ma'am.
okay.
All right. So, what's the return policy for TH Quality?
So the reason I told him that was because he told me that on the actual package, the address was different, like completely different from his. So when I looked in the system, I saw a name and it didn't have like a payment or anything with it. So I was like, well, let me just check the address to make sure that it wasn't him. So he's thinking that he probably made a purchase and he thought maybe he backed out of it, but maybe he didn't. So I was like, okay, let me check that. So then that's when I checked it and I was like, okay, this is not his address at all. So maybe he just ended up getting the wrong package. So I was like, okay, that's why I told him, take it back to UPS or USPS. And I will, in my head, I'll do a return to sender so that way they can get it back, sent back out to the correct address. And then when I saw your message, I was like, okay, maybe not tell him that, but tell him take it back to UPS or USPS and see if they can get it sent to the correct address. Because his address isn't remotely close to the address that was on the actual package. That's the reason why I told him that.
Okay, did you try locating it with the card?
I didn't.
Okay, so regardless of whether or not it's someone else who received the package, TH Quality does not allow returns because it'll cost more than what we charged them end of trial wise. So, and I know on the 11th of November, we had this exact same discussion almost. Except you had told that customer you were going to have a return label emailed to him with a box.
Right.
And I know I told you then, TH Quality does not allow returns under any circumstance. And you didn't call him back when he hung up on you either. What happened there, my darling? Talk to me. Help me help you. Carolyn.
I don't know, 'cause when you told me to go into team meeting, I'm like, okay, well, let me get my butt meeting. And then I was trying to explain to you through the messages why I did what I did. I was like, well, bump that. Just tell her on the phone. And then, yeah, I just completely forgot to call him back, to be completely honest with you. So, yeah.
Okay, I got you. Doesn't excuse it, but I
I
understand.
know it.
All right. And then there are a couple of issues. So that was that one. There was a monitor that was pulled on you for the 8th. You did great on the call, except for two areas. The first area was you should have mentioned the amount of the shipping and handling charges. Like you should have listed that amount. It would have jogged the customer's memory a little faster. 'Cause he was originally calling in claiming fraud. And then right as you told him, okay, I can get you canceled out and sent to the fraud department, you had him on hold, an excessive one at that, ma'am. And then he's like, well, I did order a watch. And then you came back, you saved it. You were like, okay, well, this is what happened here, ABC, XYZ. If you would have initially said the shipping charge amount, it would have triggered him a little faster to remember. Does that make sense? And then canceling out his account was again another excessive hold time. Carolyn, help me help you. Talk to me, baby. What's going on?
So the only thing that was wrong with that call was the excessive hold time and the fact that I didn't initially state what
The shipping was,
the amount
right.
was.
Right. It would have pretty much made it a shorter call if you would have named the shipping charges up front when he was originally, well, what started this? How did you get my information? If you would have said the 727, it would have triggered him a little faster.
Okay.
All right. Now, I do have a couple of account errors. We are also going to go over here. Client sent these back. I'm going to Teams it to you. Let me know when you get it pulled up and situated.
Got the first one. Hold on. Okay, I got this one pulled up. Well, the first one you sent.
Yeah.
Or the only one. Yeah, the only one. My bad.
No problem. So the only issue that was with this account right here is you did not cancel the account before you sent him to the fraud department. If you go down into the notes.
Hold on 1 second. Okay, so with this one, I just didn't cut.
You didn't
I must
cancel.
Have been moving too fast.
Probably.
I've been moving too fast.
Probably. Remember, we got slower rolls.
Yeah, because when I know usually on like a fraud call, I usually try to get all that stuff like transferred into the little witcher call really quickly, so I'm not having them on hold for so long. And then by the time I got them on hold, probably longer than 30, so I'm like, well, Carolyn, check in, because.
Why don't you do timer that I told you about how many times now?
Because it bothers me being up there at the top. I don't know why.
I'm not being funny when I say this, but I want to know what bothers you more, moving up in steps or having that little beeping? I know it's not big.
Right.
And at least until you actually get a feel for what the 20 seconds is. I know we allow 30
without
seconds.
Without the timer.
Right. Once you get a habit of that 20 seconds without the timer or with the timer, you'll subconsciously remember that and it'll help you. But until you get that, Carolyn, I need you to do something, my darling. You've got to get these times under wraps. Carolyn, you had some calls that had almost 3 minutes solid, no check-ins of hold times at a time. I love you. You're one of my babies. Don't do this to me. Is everything okay?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
Mm-hmm.
What's wrong? I'm depressed all the time, so you can't hide it from me. What's wrong? Carolyn, you were escalations, baby. You were too good for me to not realize something's going on. I need you to talk to me. I have to understand, you know?
I don't know. It's like every time you ask me that, like every time I say what it is, I feel like it's an excuse. So it's like at this point, I don't even want to say it because it's like, it's just excuses at this point. In my opinion, that's how I feel like it is.
I understand. Do you think if you came back in-house, because we have plenty of room, do you think if you came back in-house, it would help?
No, I don't know.
I got a seat right next to you with your name on it. I miss your face, empty ways.
Yeah.
It doesn't have to be a permanent comeback in house, but do you think if you came in for a few weeks and sat near me again because you miss me? I think that's what it is. I think that's why you're having all these daggum troubles. Because, Carolyn, I'm not sure if you understand what your next step is. It's a suspension. Now, this call today, I'm going to be sending a follow-up email for it, but if anything happens after this call today, it's going to be a suspension. So, Do you need to come back in-house and sit next to me so I can get you where you need to again? You know you're my boo.
Because
I need you back on escalations. You know you can do it. And plus, you want that extra money, right? The only reason I'm doing all this is because I know. Oh, hold on. All right. Sorry about that. An agent had a question. So talk to me. What can I do? What we need to do?
I don't know. I should have been wrote D or Sandra about time off. I failed out of nursing school. So.
Oh, my God. No.
Yeah, so now I'm like, and if I cry, I'm sorry. But
it's okay.
that's why I didn't want to say it, because I'm like, I feel like every time you ask me what's wrong, it's like, it's always something. Like, I don't know, but at this point, it just seems like excuses, and I don't want it to seem like excuses. But, yeah, so that's pretty much what's been going on. So, I don't think it really has to do anything with being at home versus in-house. But, so, yeah. But, yeah, I should have. Well, I took next week off weeks prior because I already knew. I was like, okay, Carolyn, after finals, like, you need a break. You need to not worry about work. You need to not worry about school. You need to not worry about crap thing. Like, so, I don't know. I just don't know. Is it bad that when you said you got some bad news, and I was like, okay, well, she said she's about to suspend me, and I don't want this to happen.
I did not but is say it bad I'm that, about to suspend you.
No, I'm saying like...
One.
No, I'm saying when you said you had bad news, in my head, I'm thinking that you were about to say that. That's what you were about to say. And is it bad that I'm thinking like, okay, well, maybe, now I know it's not a good thing, but I'm like, well, at this point, like, what's, I don't know, but yeah, so I just don't know at this point. I don't know. I just don't know.
I'm going to be 100% honest. I haven't had to deal with the school thing before. I didn't bother furthering my education. But, dang, how much longer did you have left?
Maybe like a year, year and a half.
Would you be able to pick back up, or would you have to completely redo it all?
No, I would have to go to another program, apply to another program. Go to another program because I didn't know after from this program anyway, I didn't know like after you're dismissed, like you can't even reapply. It's like, oh well, I gotta go somewhere else anyway. So yeah, that's donezo. Uh oh.
Do you know what caused it?
When I first started ASK, I was already in the nursing program, and if you fail two of the same classes, then you're out. If you fail two classes, period, throughout the program, you're out anyway. And then I didn't know until this semester, if you even drop the same class that you previously dropped, then you're out. So, I thought I would have made what I needed to make in order to get the percentage I needed to pass the class. And nursing school is a different ball game because you have to have a certain average on your test to pass the class before they even add in like quizzes, assignments, and all that other crap. So I thought I would have been able to pass with what I needed to on my final in order to pass the class, but I didn't. So, yeah.
I'm sorry, love. What's your next step?
Probably try to find another program somewhere. My brothers really want me to move up there with them. I don't know about that just yet, but I don't know. I'm at this point, I'm just kind of like, okay, well, we just need to figure out what plan B is. And I guess try to find another program at this point. If this is what I want to do, then that's the only other option I have.
Mm-hmm.
Besides quitting it. But yeah, that's the only option I have at this point. So I gotta get my crap together and figure out what all I need to do and what schools require what and go from there. That's all I can do.
Well, whatever you put your mind to, I know you can do it. You're smart. You know you are.
Yeah, so.
Do you need anything from me?
No, not really. Nothing that would really just help in a sense. I know you're there, of course, but yeah, my mom's kind of been asking the same thing. I'm like, nothing really you can do. You can't call up there and cuss them out like I want you to. I mean, like, I know you want to, but you can't do that because I'm grown now. That doesn't work anymore. But
I hate to tell you this, it doesn't matter how old you are, you're still a child to your parents. You know it.
Yeah.
You can be 50, they could be 1,000, you still their child.
Yeah.
All right. I'm going to be sending a follow-up email today. If you could just reply to it. And I probably won't be seeing you until after Christmas. I hope you have a good one.
Even with, like, team meetings or anything?
What do you mean?
What do you say? Well, you meant see me or, like, hear from me?
Right, both. Well,
both. Oh, okay.
Well, I don't know. God, our talks. There we go.
That's what I was like, even the team, like the team meetings.
Well, didn't you take next week off? The 20th through the 26th?
Yeah. Well, no. The 20th through the 20th. Mm-mm. It isn't the week of Christmas. It's just next, this upcoming week. Because I worked the week of Christmas. So I was like, that's what I was like, you won't?
Wait, so the 14th through the 19th? So next work week?
Yeah, this upcoming work week. Yeah, that week. Not the week of Christmas.
Gotcha. Okay. Girl, I need a nap.
That's why I was like, even in like team meetings, I'm like, I'm working the last week. So, huh?
I'm jumping ahead on the calendar. I'm sorry.
You're okay. I've been getting my days mixed up too, so.
But if you need someone to talk to, if the queue's slow, you know I have no problem doing that.
Yeah.
Just because you're a little mentally crazy right now doesn't mean it's permanent.
Yeah, it's more crazy, more effed up than anything. Not even crazy.
Look, I've come to realize life does not care who you are or what you're already dealing with. It's about to test you more.
That is true. That is very true.
But keep your head up, because I know you're going to be able to deal with it. I know you're going to be able to get back in college. May not be the same one, but I know you're going to be able to do it. And just let me know what you need from me to help, and I will do my best or at least guide you in the right direction of where it needs to go, okay?
Will do. I appreciate it.
No problem. I appreciate you as well, okay?
Okay.
All right, dear. Final questions, comments, concerns?
No, ma'am. Not at all.
All right. Back to the trenches.
Okay. Talk to you later.
Yes, ma'am. Bye, darling.
Bye.